Oftentimes, I hear the slippery slope argument that pseudo-archaeology is some sort of gateway to science denial in general. You're going to turn into an anti-vaxxer, you're going to turn into a climate science denier, you're going to turn into a flat earther, you're just going to deny science, period, because you're denying the fact that these guys are experts. My personal experience is quite different. When I first started my channel and people started noticing I was making science-based arguments criticizing archaeologists, I immediately had people asking me to get into the medical debate and into the climate science debate, and I was not interested in that at all. And climate science, in particular, is something that I have never really had a problem with. I've oftentimes mocked the dates because it can get kind of doomsday. Oh, we got 20 years left before. But I don't have a problem with the idea that biological organisms fill the atmosphere with different gases. I mean, that's how we needed plants to, like, puke up a bunch of oxygen before we could even, like, do what we're doing now. So I don't have a problem with this stuff, right? But I had a personal experience that changed the way I look at how these guys present data to us. When I was reviewing the debate between Graham Hancock and Flint Dibble, I had some questions about isotopes in ice cores. So I went to Dr. Peter Neff, who also goes by Icy Pete, and he's one of the handful of people on the planet qualified to gather this ice core data. And we had a 1-hour Zoom chat because I wanted to make sure my ducks were in a row before I made my video. It's important to me that I present science accurately to my audience. At the end of that time, I was quite certain that my position was accurate, that they have not looked for signs of metallurgy in the Ice Age because they have no archaeological sites to correspond to it. However, after I published this information, Flint Dibble goes and complains to Dr. Neff, and Pete retracts what he says kind of, sort of. Dr. Neff told me when we were having our conversation that there's one person in his field in particular that is really overzealous, that pushes so hard against pseudoscience that it makes it very difficult for them to engage in a PR battle because he basically just destroys any chance of reaching across the aisle. And I'm not sure if it was because of this unnamed person, but I do know that Dr. Neff, as soon as he got the whiff of there was a dividing line and you are fighting on pseudoscience's team and not real science's team, he was immediately changing his position to the point that the data he told me before changed. And there's the problem. If he's willing to change the way that he represents science to the public because of the way it's going to make him personally look, I'm not really so sure about trusting these guys. I'm not a climate science denier, but if anybody's made me skeptical of climate science, it's not Graham Hancock. It's Dr. Peter Neff and Flint Dibble.